Welcome to the Vanderpump Rules After Show. It is a Tom versus Tom showdown, and James still loses. We're breaking it down.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
AfterBuzz TV. Guys, we love this music because it is not copywritten. We can't get enough of it. It is a Tom versus Tom showdown. And James just, he can't catch a break. He can't win for losing because he just continues to get, you know, ripped apart by the girls and then disinvited from things and then showing us that he's the douche that he's been all along. And we're breaking it all night long, you guys. Thank you for joining us. I'm Zach Peter, and I'm going to be standing here this week and every other week until this Vanderpump Rules season has ended. And to my left, she's got a bun, and she's bringing the fun. Please welcome Sarah Serio.
Hi, guys.
It rhymed.
It did rhyme. And to her left, she is serving the sass, and she's also got lots of class. Please welcome Miss Rivette Saro.
Oh, hi.
I can't wait to hear my rhyme. Right now.
And last but not least, she's got the energy of an Energizer bunny, and yet she's very, very funny. Please welcome Kate Thompson.
Oh my god.
We should end on that.
I feel like I am DJ James Kennedy with all these beats.
Yes, absolutely.
Maybe there. Better.
I don't know how we're going to talk about it. I was like, excuse you.
No.
Well, you guys, we had a very juicy end to this episode tonight. We started off with seeing like some bejazzling. Things got very sparkly, and we lost some hair due to a lot of waxing. Sheena had like 2 seconds. We didn't see Raquel, so it was a great episode overall.
We saw her plant her seed so that she's maybe in the season again when she's like, maybe I can get you guys over for some enchiladas.
I love that. Like, she's like, what's the one way to get Katie to my house? Enchiladas.
Oh, man.
I was tequila. Like, why didn't Katie get offended by that? No, Katie said tequila. And she said, no, enchiladas. Don't you like food?
But like, does that mean Sheena makes a mean enchilada, or does she know a place that's
she knows
like,
how to Postmates?
No, because she was like, I want to cook you guys dinner. But then I thought to myself, I've really never seen you pick up like a pan, so I'm not really sure about it.
Yeah. She doesn't talk about like, oh, that's my thing.
I think her enchiladas are good as gold. And that might be copywritten, so I'm going to stop singing that song. Oh, my gosh. Billy, thank you for joining the live chat, and thank you for appreciating my rhymes and stealing. What am I stealing? I'm stealing the looks. Urga Pie says, Adam and Sheena are still together per Watch What Happens Live.
No.
What?
No.
Why is this a thing?
This is
together,
fake news.
Like a couple?
No, because I was at TomTom and saw him with another girl holding hands.
With him. I think their whole life is just a bunch of stuff, and they want to like fool people like you and be like, oh, like they're cheating or they're not together, and it's like, be real. It's called reality.
I'm not sure Sheena knows how to be real or just like, she's not with it.
No, she's not. Initial thoughts on tonight's episode, Katie.
I feel like James having these reactions all come from his feelings being hurt, like a small little babe child. He just wants to be included so bad, and then they dangle it in front of him constantly, and then they're like, I'm going to take this back. If just don't invite him to the stuff,
then.
That was
a very sexual slur.
You know, just a, one of, you know.
Good sound.
You know, just, you know.
It was a good voiceover.
We didn't even need that sound effect.
I feel like his feelings are just getting hurt. But also, tone it down a little. And right after Lisa says to you, how are you been doing with your anger? And then he kind of like goes off the handle. I'm like, sweetie, no.
Well, per Tom Sandoval, James just lacks an emotional control, which is apparently a disorder. Rivette, how you feeling?
I do agree with that statement, but how I'm feeling in regards to the whole episode, it was really interesting seeing an unlikely argument between Katie and Tom Sandoval. I never would have seen that coming. Selfishly, I really liked seeing that.
Sarah, any hot takeaways from tonight?
I enjoyed it. I do feel like it kind of came out of nowhere and was definitely, like, planted. And there was a lot of people, like, wanting to keep it going. Ariana.
Yeah, she came in hot out of nowhere.
So it was just interesting. But, like, they resolved it, like, adults. I feel like they just, it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed it. And James was a great explosion at the end.
See, I was like, this is good. A hard one. This was even going to be a tea time. Not a tea time. This was going to be a serve the verdict. I was like, team James or team Katie. I was like, I don't even know what I think right now. They both have points. And then we see James come out with all his, like, bad confessionals. I'm like, okay, and it goes to Katie.
But I just can't stand the poor girl. I mean, can she stop hating something for 3 seconds? Because, and also, like,
apparently
get over
it. Apparently she loves enchiladas.
This is a new thing we're learning about her. But also, just, like, no. Why does she have to be so high-strung about it all? And also, like, he's on the cast. Of course he's going to try to go to the trip. Like, can't you just be like, oh, he called me whatever, and then not talk to him like the Real Housewives do on their trips. Mm-hmm. I want him to go. I want the drama.
I want him. Like, I have so many thoughts on it too. But I know we'll get there.
Erica Pie says, welcome back, Sarah. She's very excited to see you.
I'm excited to hear from you because I can't see you.
But we can hear from you. Haley Waller's in live chat says, now that Katie's finally got Tom to marry her, she's going to pull this wife card. Didn't like the way she spoke to him when they told her they invited James.
I do agree. Mm-hmm. I felt like she acted like you're dating an eighth grade, like you're in eighth grade with your boyfriend, and you're like, no. And that's, like, valid. But yeah. I feel like, you know, she's older. She needs to realize that, like, things are going to happen. And she just needs to take the high road, be the bigger person. You don't have to like him, but you do need to forgive. You don't have to forget, but just it helps you too.
Right.
I just felt in this episode that I know she says, like, she feels like herself now and her confidence is back, but I felt in this episode that she's not confident.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that has been therapy with Sarah Siri.
I got serious. And I felt like we were having really a
it's
good
the
time.
Bun and the button down. And the change is
serious Siri.
Serious Siri. Rebecca, what did you think about Stassi's Vesparkle?
Oh,
are you
going to
be getting that done soon?
I already made my appointment next week.
What are you going to get? What design?
Picture.
Shine bright like a diamond.
No, it was great. I don't know why she had to be there with Tom Schwartz. I think that was a random moment for them to be there together, but I love the JJ sparkle.
It was a random dude. Like, I'm going to hang out. I'm going to get my vajayjay waxed with my best friend's husband.
Yeah. You think about it after, because as you were watching, you're like, yeah, huh? But that's just because he was getting his chest shaved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, waxed.
Yeah. Shaved. And they were all probably paying for it. So she was like, sure, I'll get a Brazilian while I'm in here if it's on your tab. Those are expensive. Like $50.
What design would you get?
What design would I sparkle my vajayjay with?
No.
I would get a landing strip. No, I don't know.
Of rhinestones?
A picture of my cat.
I would get Jax Taylor's face.
Oh, God. I would get, like, a flame. Like, the flame emoji.
What did she say she wanted? She said she wanted lips.
And a heart.
Or
something.
No,
a crown. Because
she's the royal. Queen. Yeah.
Which is, like, something. So, like, prison tacky. You know? Yeah.
It's next level basic.
I see what you did there. I like it a lot.
Tell us what you guys would
promo
get.
For her book. Yeah, what would you get?
None of y'all answered except for me. Well, you did.
No,
your cat.
We all did.
What do you know? No?
Nothing.
IDK. Closed for shop.
Probably an arrow. I don't know. I couldn't think
of anything. In case he gets lost?
Yeah. That's perfect. You never know.
It's so considerate.
And it's like a bunch of different colors, like, so that he really knows. Like, it's like a moving neon sign. I love it.
Oh, my God. It's blinking. That's hysterical. Erica Pie says that, or sorry, not Erica Pie. Billy Branch says, I thought Stassi complaining about Carter always being a brat was kind of funny. I think Carter, I don't know. I haven't seen Carter really be a brat. Like, everyone keeps calling him out for stuff, but he just, I don't know.
He's always just there.
I might be blind to his abs, so I don't.
You think Carter's hot?
I think he's cute.
Really?
I'm not there for him.
Wow. He's cute as, like, I want to mother you.
Oh.
And, like, dominate you.
Oh. Oh.
But see, I think that's his problem, Zach. You're feeding into this problem that he needs to, like, get out of. Like, it's like failure to launch. He's got a cute
smile, and the beard is kind of like, and then he's got abs, so it's like, you know? How about it just makes me want to, like, sparkle my vajayjay.
For him. That date, though, of them celebrating.
I almost forgot about that.
Her face at the beginning, she was like, like, I honestly didn't know what it was. Over, and then they had the worst conversation ever during a dinner. And then the dessert comes, and she's like, smile! Like, she's going to take a photo and then post it and be like, happy anniversary, we're amazing. But we hardly talked, so it's very...
Anniversary of their first date.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that Bumble. A real thing?
And then she was like, and you started it on a lie. So it was like, oh, are you really celebrating? Because that's a little passive-aggressive there, Kristen.
And she started without her clothes on. Like, yeah. She slept in the first... She went to his house and slept in the first night.
And not only... Yeah. But in the kitchen. There's no bed in there. So, like, what you propped up on, sweetie? I love
it. The ladles.
Ooh, uncomfortable.
maybe extra comfortable.
But yeah, that date was awkward.
It's hard watching them talk to each other.
And to me, I feel like if you're in a relationship, all you can talk about is other people.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you two dating?
Mm-hmm.
You're like not dating those people. I just feel like you're covering up something.
Well, like Stassi said, it's like when it was the end with Tom, when it was just like all that, like, oh my God, I love you so much, but it's not really there.
They're still together, and they make it look good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Clarence K in the live chat says, Carter is better off not on screen. I think he looks great on screen.
I think he's boring.
He is a little boring. He has a little
nothing
vanilla.
To say.
That's like, the thing. Well, like, he seems very vanilla. Then, like, how do you call him a brat? And, like...
I feel like if he was giving us something now, like, I get it that they were, like, saying, oh, my God, he's awful. He doesn't do any of this stuff. And if he came back this episode and be like, oh, this is me, and showed us something, then we'd be like, okay. But he's not showing us anything. So it's like, what are you?
He's probably terrified, too, because Stassi and Katie are going to come in there and be like, you suck because you breathe and
something.
Talk.
I want to watch them fight. Like, we keep hearing about how bad these fights are, but we never actually see them, like, have one of those bad fights.
We used to see Kristen and Tom. So, like, let's get a camera in there and really just
punch out James in the parking lot.
Yeah,
well, that was Kristen's, like, really growing up. She's trying to vent to him and say, well, you know, you don't really hold your weight or this and that. And he's just like, why are you telling your friends? Like, why are you venting? My friends don't know anything. And it's like, but listen to her and listen to what she's complaining about. He just doesn't. He just sits there like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
no communication.
No communication. Well, he can't sweep it under the rug for long. It's playing out on national television for everybody on a top-rated show on Bravo. Guys, get with it.
Maybe he'll go and watch what happens live.
Hi, Danielle Lynn. Welcome to the live chat. It's her first time, you guys.
Hey.
Lindsay said Kristen doesn't get any airtime. That's why.
That's why what?
I don't know. She was so quiet. We're like, what?
Like, that's why they're having this drama? That's why. I don't know.
That's why we don't see them fighting, probably.
Oh, okay.
That would make sense.
There it is. Coming full circle.
We're like, huh?
Clarence K says, I need more Sarah sound bites. She said, what are you? She quoted you.
I love that. It's so good. You do say that. I like it.
Lindsay says that this dinner was depressing as hell. The passion is gone. They're toast.
It's sad.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of sad.
How are they still together? That's just like my question. Are they doing it?
Maybe it was an ad by Bumble. He did say thanks, Bumble.
Are they doing it for the gram? It seemed like they were doing it for the gram with the pictures they were taking.
Definitely. And what the girls were saying too, like when Stassi said, oh, they're posting all these pictures. Like,
yeah. Katie, I think our eyebrows must be way off tonight because in the live chat, they're just living for Sarah. And this other guy just commented, Dominic says, show more that girl, Rebecca.
Oh, that's right, Dominic.
He is here for it.
I think that's He's my like boyfriend.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love it. I love the support.
See, my boyfriend.
That's what Carter needs to be doing.
Yeah, Carter, take notes.
Oh, go and live tweet Vanderpump Rules and support your girl.
I need notes from y'all because y'all both have boyfriends. So let a girl know what's
Clearly
up.
Clearly we're not doing something right, Katie.
Stop. Let me know.
Clearly we are hurting. Do you think anybody's going to visit Sheena anytime soon in Marina Del Rey?
No.
No. Unanimous.
Maybe Adam.
I might.
Maybe Adam. Well, Adam seems to be going there. I don't know why.
Is he doing stuff around her house, or is he actually, like...
Maybe there are just hot guys out there that, like... Maybe he has a boyfriend next door. I don't know.
See, I would believe that 100%.
Listen.
Oh, yeah.
There are good restaurants there.
There's a nice movie theater.
There are great restaurants everywhere in LA.
No, like in Venice.
There are great restaurants everywhere in LA. Nobody needs to go to Marina Del Rey.
For some enchiladas.
I know.
I don't think I've ever had one.
You've never had an enchilada?
I probably just lied.
Oh, okay.
I can't picture one.
Can't picture one?
I can't picture
It's like a rolled thing with like cheese on
it's
it.
It's like a flat burrito with sauce and cheese.
A burrito with wet stuff on it?
Yeah.
It's like a
flat. Yeah, it is. That red wet stuff, baby.
That sounded very dirty.
A little spicy, a little yummy.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Billy Branch said that, Kristen said last week that she's afraid of being older and alone, so she may be holding on just because of that. Hayley Wallers agrees that she's only with him because she's getting older. You guys think she's getting really old?
How old is she?
Kristen?
34?
That's not that old.
34? I mean, I feel like in comparison to the rest of her friends, she's getting up there.
She's getting up there.
And she's just seeing everyone else succeed, and she's like,
you know what?
Well, I love how she was like, is it me? Am I crazy? Or do I probably just need to find somebody who can deal with my craziness. No, babe. Maybe we should look at yourself in the mirror and be like, maybe I should tone it down 20 steps. I don't know.
Yeah, because if you had someone that could deal with your crazy, I feel like that would be James, because he's equally as crazy, and we already tried that.
And you were spitting on each other.
Oh my God. Next.
Billy Branch has a hot take. He said, I don't know a lot about West Hollywood because I've never been there, but he's going to give us his expertise anyway.
Okay. Sure.
But is Sir and Pump the only place that James can DJ at?
No.
I think he just has an attachment to it.
But that's the only place with a reality show that's currently in production.
That's what I was going to say.
But if he wants to, be something in that industry, then yeah. That would be a great place, too.
I also love that you guys are all weighing in your age on my very rhetorical question about how old are you guys. They?
What's the...
31.
Okay.
42.
And
LOL.
What's that?
Erga Pie is Vanderpump Rules years old. Hayley Wallers is 25. I mean, were even me allowed to
this
announce
is hilarious.
This live on
Thank
the air?
Happy
we're
birthday.
Breaking some type of confidentiality. We don't break copyright, but we break confidentiality. It's an inside joke, you guys. Inside joke. Clarence K says that James was DJing this episode, so he's clearly got a job other places.
No, I think, though, it has to do with everyone who works there. And I think he loves Lisa.
He needs that, like she
who
said, the validation.
She's like a second mom to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He loves Lisa. We love Lisa. We love you guys. We know you love us. And if you want to watch more of us, you can subscribe to this channel, AfterBuzz Reality TV. Hit that subscribe button. If you don't want the pesky notifications, I don't know why not, because you're not going to want to miss us.
Hello.
But if you're going to be turning those pesky notifications off, then put us in your iCal so you remember to watch the Vanderpump Rules After Show on YouTube. AfterBuzz TV, reality channel, and if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're probably listening to our amazing voices on iTunes. So if you're listening to us live right now on iTunes, be sure to hit the subscribe button there and give us a 5-star rating.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happens when you give us 5-star ratings? We give you a mother effing shout out on the show.
Okay.
I didn't curse, so they can't get mad at me.
It was a fake one.
It was a fake one.
Fake out.
But while I'm saying that, it's time for our live shout outs.
We have more
from
you
iTunes.
Guys.
Every week, you guys just keep flooding it in.
Aww,
and I love it because
so
this first one comes from someone that actually told me how to pronounce their name in the comment.
Oh,
clearly,
yes.
I'm just botching them all.
Yes.
This first one says, love you guys with 4 exclamation points.
Ooh.
And this one comes from PMC, pronounced PMAC. Thank you, PMAC. PMAC says, I love listening to the after show. Vanderpump Rules is the best reality show. You guys break it down for real. I also love that you guys engage your audience. That's right. We do, PMAC. So here's my shout out for y'all for giving your listeners a shout out. Heart, heart, heart. Signed, PMAC. Pronounced in parentheses, P-MAC.
P-Mac!
A shout out for a shout out.
Name.
Heart, 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 right back. This next one comes from Rhyme 1 984, which doesn't rhyme. Okay. But we love you anyway. And Rhyme 1984 says, perpetual pump teenies to this crew. We got the pump teenies.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I enjoy a myriad of AfterBuzz recaps. Okay, we love you. But Vanderpump Rules and How to Get Away with Murder are my favorites. However, you guys blow the How to Get Away with Murder crew out of the water.
Oh, shade.
You know it.
Oh, the tea.
The tea.
Sipping.
I love the interaction you guys have with viewers and loyal listeners as well. Something that doesn't happen on live chats on other podcasts. Great work, you guys. Be blessed and live life on purpose. Kissy Woo-hoo. Face, kissy face, kissy face.
I will.
Right back at you.
Thank you. Rhyme 1984. I love the love that we're getting.
Yeah, that was really sweet.
That was so sweet. Nice. You guys are the best. And we can't get enough of you. And we love you always.
I want,
always.
Like, photos. I want to see what these people look like.
I know.
We can, like, pop their photos up on the TV.
I know. I feel like we're all friends. We talk every week, and we don't know what you
look
like.
We should be
Clarence
in group chat.
And Erica Pie and Lindsay.
Yeah.
We should all meet up at Pump.
Billy Branch.
Yeah. Get some drinks. Some Pump Teenies.
Where do you guys live?
DM me. I'm single. So is Katie.
My phone number is... No, I'm just kidding.
Billy Branch says, I'm a hell of a lot older than 34. It's okay.
It's fine.
We still love you. It's all good.
Yeah.
Okay, legal. Well, why don't we transition over to this Tom versus Tom fight?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you team, Katie, are you team Tom Schwartz or team Tom Sandoval?
Because my issue is Katie. So, like, Katie Tequila Katie. Because she has put them into this predicament. Like, it's making them fight, basically. So if she would just not, they could still be, you know, hugging and just being the best Toms that they could be. But I guess I would have to pick the not Katie's Tom. Tom Sandoval, because I'm kind of on the James part of it, because I'm like, Katie, you got to get over it. It's time. It was a rough comment, but let's just move on and be merry.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Be merry and not just married.
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Revette, team?
It's tough.
It is.
It's tough.
It is. Especially since I can't remember either of their last names.
Team?
Ever.
Hard.
Well, first, I'm biased because I will always be Team Schwartz. Tom Schwartz, he's just my favorite. I love him. Team Tom Schwartz, because he did put his wife first, and whether or not I agree with how Katie reacted, I do like when he sticks up for his wife, because that's your wife.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's reaction, you know, I get it. I get when a comment just sort of sticks with you and it hurts to your core and you can't really forget it, but I don't like how she reacts. I don't like how she talks to her husband.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you have to do this. I'm your wife. It's like, you can approach it in a different way. The thing is, Katie's not the only person that's uncomfortable with James coming on the trip. There's Stassi. There's Brittany. I actually really like Jax's reaction where he said, I'm okay with it, but I have to talk to my girl because I don't know if she will be okay with it.
Yeah.
I feel like Jax went about it the right way. So, to answer your question, Team Jax.
Okay, I don't know if that answers it.
I do feel...
Sorry.
I do kind of agree with you, though, Rebecca. Like, they really made Katie the scapegoat for, like, why James had to be disinvited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was clear that, like, none of the girls like James.
She's minus more Ariana. Vocal and aggressive about it. But I feel like all the girls would be happier if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he is the worst. Maybe I should retract what I said.
I mean, it wasn't like... The thing is it wasn't Tom versus Tom. Mm-hmm. The whole issue was just Katie.
Mm-hmm. Katie versus James.
It was just her reaction of, like Revette said, was just talking to Tom Schwartz. Mm-hmm. It's like if she just got over it, which I get it takes time. But it's like you don't need to acknowledge him. Like, you can just be surface level when you're on this trip. Be like, hey, great. Like, you know?
That's what I was saying.
I feel like they have a huge group and they don't really need to interact with one another.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, like, then just be an adult and mm-hmm. just, like, go on the trip. Yeah. You don't mm-hmm. have to engage with him.
Right.
Like, if he does something stupid, disengage. Anytime people do stupid stuff, it's because they want the attention. Mm-hmm. And clearly that's all James wants is validation and attention, mm-hmm. and he wins every time you give it to him. Mm-hmm. So all Katie had to do is just not engage. Enjoy the trip, be with her man, support her man, and just not even bother to allow him to get to her. But she just has to be right all the time, and so mm-hmm. I was kind of leaning towards, like, well, you know... But then there were so many other factors, because, like, both Toms invited him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't all just Tom Sandoval, so mm-hmm. this whole Tom versus Katie thing just didn't really make sense. And then it just all went out the window when James threw a tantrum and is like, well, then screw mm-hmm. you, and your wife's fat, and you're a pussy, and, like, all that yeah. stuff. And yeah. I was like, and you lost me.
Yeah. But it's all coming from, like, he had just gotten from this, like, high place of Lisa being like, yeah, you can DJ with Billy's thing, and then turns around, and he's like, oh, do you guys want to invite me to this party? And they're like, no, and also, by the way, you can't come on the trip anymore. Everybody hates you. So, of course, mm-hmm. he's going to act like a 10-year-old and freak out. I mean, we saw what he does next week with the suitcase. Like, I don't need this anymore. Like, he's just acting like a child. Like, poor little babe.
But to say, you know, I've been working on my anger management, and I've come yeah. such a long way, that's truly tested when no. someone pisses you yeah. off and when you react. So he can't yeah. go around saying, I've come such a long way. I get his frustration, but... God, it's like, you're an
right.
asshole.
Right.
Like,
and yeah. he just snaps at Lisa. Like, Lisa's like, stop. And then he yeah. whips his head at her and is like, stop what? It's like, dude, stop. Stop. That's what she's saying. Stop. Stop.
Billy Brandon says, God, when Jax is on point and has the moral high ground, we've really seen a universal shift. Which is so true.
Yes.
Jax is growing up, you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
I love it. To take note.
It's becoming more mature.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, it's what life has become when you get older. But I definitely think James has ended in the wrong.
Like, for sure. He could have gone.
He could have gone. I think had he, like, been...
Understanding
mm-hmm. and been like, look, okay, I get it. It's your wife. This is your thing. Both right. of your girls are going to be there to support you. I offended her. I show remorse. Mm-hmm. I don't want to upset mm-hmm. her. Or if he reached out to Katie and said, look, I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for what I said. I mm-hmm. this, going on this trip would mean a lot to me. I promise I won't be a dick.
Yeah.
I think that would have stopped. Like, I think if he yeah. would have been more mature and Katie would have been more mature, mm-hmm. then it would have all worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Humble yourselves.
Maturity exactly. lessons.
Yeah. Exactly. It would have made Tom look at Katie and been like, oh, yeah, that's my wife. See, you mm-hmm. want that, like, reaction that, mm-hmm. like, shocks them. And I think mm-hmm. that's better than the way that she went.
That's true. And eventually, you know? I hate to say it, but I think Tom Schwartz is going to get very sick of...
Yeah.
defending his wife over and over. It's nice, it's cute. I feel like you should always stand by your husband or wife, but it's going to get old, and I feel like he's getting drained. Like, she's my wife, I have to support her. How much longer is that?
And I don't think they're having any sex, because that's all they
once
talk
a month.
About. Like,
that- and that's my point. If she did that, then it'd be like, hey...
Mm-hmm. You can get
that's
whatever
right.
you want.
Yeah.
Right. It's just, they just want to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
If it's
mm-hmm.
just simple and fun... Just don't say any rude comments.
Yeah.
It's not that hard to just not be an asshole. Like,
he was doing well. And then...
For like a hot second. He does
he
well
on camera.
until he's emotionally triggered. And then right. it's like, boom,
right.
done.
Mm-hmm. Did you? And did anyone else catch when Lisa was like, just breathe, just breathe?
Yeah.
And then someone said, what are you doing? And he was like, I'm breathing.
It's like, that was so funny.
We get it. I thought we were going to see him start like hitting himself doing that thing. Where he was like, could you imagine if he was like, guys... I would have. That would have been great.
He needs to go see Kelsey the Reiki chick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
She would bounce him out. Okay, Mike says, meanwhile, Sheena was lurking in the doorway trying to get any kind of camera time.
Oh, my goodness. I caught that, too.
Oh, my gosh, Mike Bowman.
Showing us her bra.
Also,
like, sweetie.
Did I miss
Victoria's
Secret? Yeah. What was up with, like, all of them wearing, like, silk Hugh Hefner pajamas for ladies' night?
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. like a PJ party.
But,
yeah.
like, I don't
we
know.
We already had PJ party.
Okay, well, they haven't let that go. So,
just like
some
the
people
fat
are
comment.
Gonna, keeping
some
the spirit alive. Are going to dress up in a little cocktail dress, or some people are going to be like, I'm wearing my... I was going to say bikini. I'm wearing my PJs.
I'm wearing my PJs. Okay, shall we... Any closing thoughts before we move into tea time? All right.
A moment of silence. That said it all.
That said everything. But this episode didn't have that much... juice until the very end, and then it was kind of hot and steamy. Okay, tea time. So there are rumors, you guys. There are rumors, as there always are. There are rumors that Lisa Vanderpump is trying to get another spinoff for Vanderpump Dogs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would 100% see that happening.
Would you watch that?
No. I mean, we're here. We love dogs.
We are available.
Zach's like, not so much.
I'm not either because I'm just very kidding. Allergic.
I don't know if I'd be on the animal planet. Like where?
No, like on Bravo.
Okay.
Where are we going to watch them do? Like pick up dog poop? Like I don't know.
Is it because that guy is on Beverly Hills?
Yes, and the whole apple juicy, loosey goosey thing.
The tea is, so there was, for the people that watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which is the mother show to Vanderpump Rules, Lisa Vanderpump caused a stir on the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills over a dog that was adopted from Vanderpump Rules that one of the other cast members ended up giving to somebody else, ended up at a shelter before ending up back to Vanderpump Dogs. So the cast is accusing Lisa of orchestrating this whole storyline, and now the cast is accusing Lisa of orchestrating this whole storyline to create this spinoff, because now there are rumors that they're shopping around a pilot for Vanderpump Dogs.
Does Raquel still work there? That's what I need
that
to know.
That is a great question. I mean, if she does, she never gets camera time.
I need to know who the cast of Vanderpump Dogs would be.
And I want it to be, like, instead of the opening with, like, them holding drinks, I just want it to be dogs and sweaters or something. Dogs. Yeah,
like something fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it would work. Like, puppies are cute for, like, an Instagram or
it won't be about the puppies.
It'll be about the cast.
It'll be about the cast, but, like, with Vanderpump Rules, it works because they work in, like, a nightlife setting, and they're all good friends, and they go and they drink and they get wild. If you're running a foundation about dogs, like, nobody really wants to watch you go and get wild and get lit at work.
Yeah, like, what's it going to be about?
Woof. Oh, you didn't adopt my dog.
I mean,
What else are they going to get mad at? Oh, they canceled their grooming today.
Oh my god, this dog shit all over me.
Maybe it could be like a cute little like short. You know how they have like little
the summer
flips?
Rules. Well, some like or is that the name of the show? Summer what?
Summer house?
Oh, Summer Rules. Oh god, because Vanderpump Rules. that's a shorter one, right? It's only like a few episodes. Just make it like a mini one.
I meant like 15 minutes.
Oh,
like
we're talking mini.
I meant like little clips,
like a YouTube clip.
I don't know how else. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. Again, on Rivette, I need to know the cast because that is a huge.
I mean,
telling.
I would assume that the two guys that were featured on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which are the two, I think their names are John Cena and
John Cena?
Not John Cena.
Isn't that the Irish guy?
That was amazing.
No.
That was amazing.
Isn't he like the fighter, John Cena?
John
Vanderpump Dogs.
And maybe it's not John. Maybe
John Cena?
There are two guys that were featured on Beverly Hills Housewives.
Yes.
That work for Vanderpump Dogs. And that's kind of where this whole plot really felt set up. But what's also interesting is where the story deepens is Lisa Rinna has now come out. So Lisa Rinna's on the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's come out, and she's saying that she will threaten to sue Lisa Vanderpump if this Vanderpump Dog spinoff comes to fruition.
Why?
What?
Because she said that Lisa Vanderpump had used all of the cast of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to launch this project. And so she says that they need to be paid for helping catapult this new show.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Because, I mean, essentially, they did set it up. I mean, they all participated in this storyline on Beverly Hills. That, you know.
I think she's reaching.
I think it is a reach.
I think that is a reach, too.
I think she's kind of.
Because I feel like Lisa Rinna, she could get a reality show. She has daughters. Like, she could try,
too. She just did. I think she just, her daughters just got their own reality show.
Oh, well, they did? I'll watch.
Then they should sue her, too. No?
But that reality show didn't stem from a storyline orchestrated on Beverly Hills.
Oh, a storyline. I get it.
Yeah, yeah. So they're trying to say that Lisa Vanderpump orchestrated this storyline, used all of them to promote Vanderpump Dogs and push this dog storyline, and that's what she used to build this new show.
Right. I think she could have gotten it. I think she could pitch it regardless.
Yeah, I think
regardless of that storyline.
I think she could have pitched it regardless, show. But I think it may have really come. Katie's having a moment.
Sorry, I'm like, there's a frog tickle.
There's a dog in here.
There's
a frog tickle. Is that Rivette?
You know, when like your eyes are watering and like you're crying. Like, I'm crying right now. Like, SOS.
It's too emotional. We can't have this dog show.
Right now,
okay, it'll
guys.
Be fine.
She's you
crying,
guys. No,
guys she's crying.
I have to cry too. I'm sorry.
Oh my god!
It's not,
oh
my god!
That whole reaction.
Everyone's crying.
Everyone's crying over here.
Everyone's crying, but Mike Bowman has come to save the day.
Mike.
Mike has said that the names are John Sessa, not John Cena. John Sessa and John Blizzard.
Thank you.
Okay,
that would have kept
so
me up all
night. So we have Tom
night.
And Tom and John and John. So it could be called like Long Johns. Dogs.
Long John.
That's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
No. All right.
Mike Bowman says the real tragedy is that dog's name, which is Lucy Apple Juicy.
Lucy. It's like Lucy Juicy Apple Goosey or something like that. But my
Lucy,
main issue
Lucy, Apple Juicy.
It's like when they show the picture of PK, like when he got bit on the nose, it's a puppy. That's what puppies do. They bite a little bit. They nip a little bit. So yeah, they go and get your nose and they're going to bite your kid's fingers. You don't give it to somebody else. This is the second dog they've done that with. Dorit, I have issues with it. That's all.
Okay, we know what side
Katie's
on.
I'm so glad
Katie's
you got
on.
That off your chest.
Me too. That my tears allowed it to happen.
Seriously. Hey, let it out.
I'm James now. I'm crying. I'm yelling. I don't have any of my emotions under control.
No, tap yourself.
I'm going to spit on a door next.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, why don't we get into serve the verdict while Katie's feeling so emotional?
Gotta wait for that.
Would you watch Vanderpump Dogs?
Oh, my God. No,
can we
I would
get this
not.
Woman of water?
She's well, not on. Just me... allergic to the actual dog. She's allergic to the word.
The topic. Yeah. The topic is making me a little bit need a Benadryl. But I'm all for anything reality TV. No, I didn't give a crap about the storyline when it was happening on Beverly Hills. So, yeah. No, I don't want to watch a show about it. Sorry. I love pups, but I don't need to see it. I mean... Unless it's like a real mixture of like the Puppy Bowl and Vanderpump Rules. Now, if you can make it like,
that won't
if you can
work.
Really, but that's not what you're going to do.
It doesn't work. It's imagine not. Doing Vanderpump Rules with dogs. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah. It doesn't work. The only puppy is James. Rivette, would you watch it?
Oh, yes. Anything Lisa Vanderpump puts her hands on, I'm there.
Wow.
Count me in.
Hmm. Okay.
I have a new pitch for LVP. Mm. Drop the whole Lisa Vanderpump Dogs, mm-hmm. and she should just copyright...
And make a bun.
She should copyright the Puppy Bowl.
I mean, oh. Sure.
You know, like that would be more
that
like,
would,
okay.
She should be, issued like, what is the, not ringmaster.
And if that happens, I'm going to sue you, because I just said
queen
it.
Queen of the, what...
What?
Like the queen of the Puppy Bowl,
beauty
like the
queen,
ambassador.
Like
the,
yeah, but
like the
she
one that
also...
comes and she's like, you've won the Puppy Bowl.
Or the dog show. Also do that. Like,
ooh,
just do it all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's like the fairy dog mother.
She should make like a dog food. What is she doing?
Yeah.
See?
She's... But someone from Real Housewives of Dallas did that, so then...
Pink dog food.
Yeah.
Oh,
pink,
that was great.
Rosé-flavored dog food.
Oh, my
ideas.
God.
So many ideas. Gems. So many gems.
Call us.
See, I think she should brand herself outside of, like, fighting with women.
Yeah.
And just, like, surround yeah. herself with so many dogs and, like, everything mm-hmm. puppy-related. And mm-hmm. then, you know, just save all the dogs in the world.
Why don't we ever see Ken on this show, really? Like, we don't
did.
See him
he
enough.
He's in the background.
But
he's
I want
Beverly
more.
Beverly Hills more.
He's on it yeah. too much. In Beverly Hills, he's really getting into that women drama.
It's like New Jersey, where the husbands are really
yes.
involved. Yeah. I like it. It's, like, funny. It's,
oh, I'm available.
It's great for me.
Oh, yeah. And we also really didn't see Lala this episode, either. I missed her.
Maybe
no,
she was filming.
I missed her, too.
Oh. Well, but, like, come back. In your leather top and
we'll
your nails.
We'll see her next week.
Mm.
Yeah.
I won't say anything other than Lala's no longer my favorite on Vanderpump Rules.
Ditto.
I think R.I.P. Katie will be my favorite. R.I.P.
Oh, you pick
did
her?
Did I say Katie?
Yeah,
sorry, I meant Sasha.
I was going to say you looked at me, you're like...
But... Yeah, I think it's definitely Stassi.
That took a turn.
Yes,
like,
I did. For the
I
worst.
I was like, Zach's off this show. You won't see him next week.
He's not hosting.
Fired up. Billy Branch says, preach on, Katie. I guess he loved all of your coughs.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well, probably more of those where that came from. So stay tuned.
Blessing you.
Thank
Clarence
you.
Is dying from our panel tonight. she can't breathe. And
neither can we.
Yeah, we're having
and
issues.
And Lindsay says all the dogs on Vanderpump Dogs would be like Raquel.
Lindsay.
Lindsay.
Not much to say and just
coming
looking
in
at
the
camera.
Last comment. Mike snaps for you.
Snaps for you.
What was her one-liner this episode? Or no, that was for next week. Never
next
mind.
Week.
We'll get to see Raquel. Well, Raquel next week. That one-liner she had.
I'm mad for you.
There it is. Thank you. I knew we had it. I knew we had it somewhere. Somebody had it.
Okay, well then before we dive into predictions, let's crown our pumptini. KT.
No.
KT
mine's
initials.
Going to be unpopular. I'm going to give it to James.
What?
Okay, I feel okay. I have a lot
of
empathy.
You have a crying attack and all of a sudden
no,
you have empathy
no,
for him?
No, I have empathy for everybody. And like I want somebody to sit him down and be like, okay, so here's what you should do. This is what you're not doing. But if somebody did that to him, he would just start yelling and crying about it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I feel for him. So I'm going to give him that pumptini, you know? I don't know.
I'm not drinking to that.
I'm sorry.
But
I
can appreciate it.
He'll make a turnaround again.
Okay.
He'll do it.
Brevet?
my pumptini goes to Jax. For what I see, you know it. You know me so well. Yeah, he was just so the voice of reason in this episode. And he was sort of like, I told you so. And it's nice seeing him grow up and be that person. Go, Jax.
Go, Jax.
Go, you. See, I was going to say Jax, too. But I will say, I might throw you guys right now.
If you say Katie...
No, I'm going to say Tom Sandoval because I know you know it's you, Katie.
I can't stand him
but
for some reason.
Sandoval? Yeah, I will agree in the sense Ariana didn't need to interject when she did, but I do feel like he does get caught because he genuinely does just want to be Switzerland.
Yeah.
And like wants everyone to just have fun. And I can appreciate that. And I think they need to just let go and have fun together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think my pumptini will go to Jax.
Oh! That's right.
Because he seemed like the voice of reason tonight.
Yeah.
Or Stassi, because she got her, you know, vajayjay sparkled for Bo, and I'm sure he appreciated that, because he just looks like he would love anything that sparkles.
I love that.
Any predictions at large?
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Oh, that was different.
That was different.
lots of name calling. That's what I got from the preview. Like, no, the amount of, like, how many times they had to, like, bleep the amount of name calling that was going on. Like, it's just going to be like a tennis match. It's just going to be back and forth. I can't wait for it.
Rebecca.
Raquel is going to try to involve herself in some business that has nothing to do with her. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to see Lala cuss her out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm excited for Lala to poke her in the eye. I'm just excited for her to be back because, I mean, she's great. So.
See. Raquel?
No, Lala.
Oh.
Jeez.
See, Lala's great TV. Is great TV. And I will say that we had a very successful fundraiser for Generation Rescue. We raised a lot of money.
Oh, my goodness.
Despite the fact that both Lala and Randall didn't show up. And that is all I am saying. Mm. So,
sad times.
Sad times. Mm.
But it was an amazing event.
As long as it was good.
It was an amazing event, despite that. Yes. So... thank you guys for watching the Vanderpump Rules After Show. I am Zach Peter, and you can follow me at Just Plain Zach. And maybe I'll spill more tea.
He always will. Again, I'm Sarah Serio. Follow me at SSerio.
And I'm Rivette Soro. You can follow me at Rivette Soro.
And you can follow me everywhere at Little Baby Kate. So make sure to check out my podcast. See you next Tuesday as my headphones fall off. I am
you're
a hot
you're
mess
done.
Today. I'm
and
done.
We are out.
Like, oh, my God.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.